I'm Kanish Tharoor, and this is an extra little nugget from our latest series on South Asia. I spoke with Columbia University historian Manan Ahmed about a curious wrinkle in the history of partition. Here's the story of Manan's great-uncle, Amir Ilahi, who was one of a handful of cricketers to represent both India and Pakistan in international test cricket. We're speaking now a day after Pakistan's crushing and quite humiliating, from an Indian perspective, victory over India in the ICC final. I was amused interested to hear that your great-uncle happened to play for both India and Pakistan. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your great-uncle's experience of what it was like to cross that cricketing divide.
He was on the cricketing team for the Raja of Baroda, which was sort of the unofficial national team for India. From his stats, which are available at Crick Info, he wasn't terribly good. He sort of bowled very, very soft off-spin and batted last. But what has always fascinated me about his story is when partition happened, that initial team was partitioned. There were two teams formed, the Indian national team and Pakistani national team. And the first time Pakistan went to India, it's 1953. And that part has always fascinated me. The same team, now two, then sort of coming back together just a few years, in fact, after partition. And so this return of these teammates to the same cricketing fields, but this time as rivals with a lot of blood that had flown, has always sort of, you know, intrigued me. And I think India won the series 1-0 or something like that. So it wasn't a great success. And he performed, you know, to his standard, as in not much at all.
Did he talk about what it was like to play in India, to play potentially against his former teammates?
Those are the stories that, you know, my uncles would tell me, that, you know, it was emotional, that, you know, he was really proud, because my uncles were, of course, sort of nationalists of the highest order. So they were like, he was really proud of having going back. I was like, I'm sure he was sad. I'm sure it was not, you know, the pride seems a little early in the day for the... But, you know, that sort of generation of cricketers, except for one or two exceptions, hasn't really sort of, you know, stayed in the popular memory of Pakistan. So this very, very early moment is kind of forgotten, just as one of the, you know, sort of lost things of partition.
And you play cricket as well?
Yes, for a little bit. My grandmother gave me his kit when I started my short and illustrious cricketing career. That would be his bat, his pads, etc.
And you use that?
No, I was scared to use it. But I did wear his sweater, yeah.
Oh.
His vest.
And what did you feel when you were wearing that sweater?
Really cool. I thought I was the coolest kid on the, you know, on the team. This becomes sort of a typical sort of South Asia story now. Someone contacted my uncle and said they were going to set up a museum, cricketing museum in Lahore, and he donated all of this equipment. And of course, the guy disappeared.
Oh, no.
The museum never happened. So yeah, that's how objects come and go.
So those objects have been lost into some kind of cricketing black market.
Cricketing black market, exactly right.